God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar. You will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe is vital for we the people to understand. I believe that as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to recognize history, where we've been, and what has taken place, and to watch as it is the stage is being set for the replay of that. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue of the discussion, ask the questions. Perhaps you've had the vaccination, you've got questions about it. Perhaps you have seen those in your family members that have had the vaccination, they've been very ill or perhaps died. Perhaps you have had those family members that have been put in the hospital and diagnosed as having COVID, and you watch them being murdered, their lives being destroyed, because the COVID lie and the protocol that's used in the hospitals, the doctors, and the medical associations based on the COVID lie, that is based on the CDC protocol. I'm looking at an article that says, the greatest fraud in history. A physician sues the federal government over COVID vax. America's frontline doctors, a group of medical professionals who work to promote early COVID-19 treatments and to expose the influence of pharmaceutical companies on the federal decision-making, is suing the U.S. government over the COVID vaccination campaign. The letter is called by the plaintiffs, the greatest fraud in the history of the world, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on just a couple of points in this 6 or 7 page document. The suit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Alabama back in the first quarter of this year. Effects linked to COVID vaccinations recorded in the U.S. military and COVID vaccines' ineffectiveness in preventing any infection and preventing and protecting one from severe disease, as shown in the breakthrough infectious records of the medical care patients. The lawsuit alleges that the federal government, and particularly the Food and Drug Administration, which is ostensibly responsible for the protecting of the public's health and ensuring the safety, efficacy, and security of the medical products, was fully aware of these issues, yet intentionally withheld the truth from the public, end quote. And it goes on to talk about the issues associated with the COVID vaccine. And yet here's a physician that's suing the federal government for quieting him, trying to prevent the truth from going forth, and now trying to point out that we've been lied to, deceived, weaponizing fear and the lies. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says $10 million settlement announced for workers forced to take the COVID shots. A $10 million settlement has been announced by Liberty Counsel, which brought the lawsuit against North Shore University Healthcare System of health workers who were forced during the pandemic to take the experimental COVID shot. Officials with the legal team said North Shore will pay, that's the health organization, will pay $10,337,500 to compensate these healthcare employees who were victims of religious discrimination and who were punished for their religious beliefs against taking an injection associated with the fetal cell, aborted fetal cells. The class action case was on behalf of more than 500 current and former healthcare workers. The settlement has been filed in federal court in Illinois and still must be approved by the courts. This historic first-of-its-kind class action settlement against a private employer who unlawfully denied hundreds of religious exemptions requests COVID shots, the legal team announced. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line was, in our National Guard, in all of the branches of the military, all of the healthcare industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, across the board, the force was that you're going to take the vaccination. You cannot have any exemptions, and especially if you're a Christian and you're trying to get a religious exemption, they were denied and denied and denied. I think the last count was several thousand of those exemption requests were made within all of the branches of the federal government, and only a dozen or so had been approved. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, some 40 to 60,000 of our military people have been removed from military services as a result of a conscientious objection based on religious conscious objection that they were not allowed to stay in, not allowed to have the exemption. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm praying that there will be other major mega class action suits against the federal government that I believe will eventually be vindicated in the courts, even if it has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court as a result of what has taken place over the past 2 years. I'm looking at an article that says, woman died of rare brain bleed just after getting the COVID-19 vaccination, according to the coroner. A coroner's report said that determined that a woman who died from the side effects caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. The woman was identified as 34-year-old who had complained of a headache 8 days after taking the shot. She died as a result of the COVID-19 shot. The coroner said her condition quickly deteriorated and she was pronounced dead 17 hours after being admitted to the hospital 8 days after getting the shot. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. 9-year-old with the pre-existing conditions died 2 weeks after the COVID vaccination, latest VARS data shows. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention today released the new data showing a total of 1,357,940 reports of adverse events following the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you grasp that number, and I believe this is the tip of the iceberg. I believe this number is very, very small in comparison to the real number. It says, let me read that headline again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, released new data showing a total of 1,357,940 reports of adverse effects following the COVID-19 vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is just a mere, small portion of the reality of those numbers. I believe the numbers have been fabricated within the CARES, the COVID record-keeping system. In fact, they claim in one of the articles that I recently read that they were about a year behind in updating the data that goes on the record to show the real numbers. I'm looking at another article that says the JAMA, J-A-M-A study, Pfizer COVID shots protection fades in a matter of weeks. This article says the proportion of antibodies dropped from 76% 4 weeks after the shot to only 19% after 12 weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got other articles that points out that the vaccination protection drops in a matter of days. And yet you recall we were lied to, the big lie that brought about the big fear, that brought about the submission to stand in long lines to get a COVID vaccination. The big lie was that the Pfizer vaccination was 98.2% with efficacy, and that the other vaccinations, AstraZeneca, et cetera, were all up into the 80s and 90s as far as the percentage of protection by taking the vaccination. So sure, everybody decided, you know, I don't want to die with COVID, so I'll get the COVID vaccine because it's going to give me a 98%, 99% factor of protection. So that's what I'll do. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the big lie. That was the fear, the lie that brought about the fear factor, that brought about the weaponizing that lie, weaponizing that fear in order to bring about submission in America. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The federal government, the FDA, CDC, the NIH, all of those three-letter organizations that control the nation today, they saw that it worked. They have witnessed the fact that Americans would submit out of fear and do whatever the government says. So they're about to turn to chapter two in their playbook to replay that for 2022 election for this November. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a mistake to follow the lie. This is an article that says, researcher, quote, we made a big mistake on COVID vaccine. Canadian immunologist and vaccine researcher Brian Brittle, PhD, has gained access to Pfizer's biodistribution study from the Japanese regulatory agency. The research demonstrates a huge problem with all of the COVID-19 vaccines. The assumption that the vaccine developers have been working with this, that the mRNA is the vaccine, would primarily remain in and around the vaccination site. Pfizer's data, however, shows that the mRNA and subsequent spike proteins are widely distributed in the body within hours. This is a serious problem, and the spike protein is toxin, shown to cause cardiovascular and neurological damages, diseases, and death. It also has reproductive toxicity. The Pfizer biodistribution data shows it accumulates in women's ovaries. Once in the blood circulation, the spike protein binds to platelets receptors and the cells that line your blood vessels. When that happens, it can cause platelets to clump together, resulting in blood clots and cause abnormal bleeding and death. Pfizer document submitted to the European Medicines Agency also shows that the company failed to follow industry standards in quality, manufacturing, and management practices during the preclinical toxicity studies, and that key studies did not meet any laboratory practice standards for good. The more we learn about COVID-19 vaccines, the worse they look, this particular medical writer says. It's about an 11-page document going into the infinitum, infinite details of what they have discovered in that. It is very, very clear. Dr. Peter McCullough, for example, which is internationally known for his stand against COVID-19 and the vaccination that they introduced, Dr. Peter McCullough says evidence mounts as government's fake news suppresses the facts. Dr. McCullough says that the COVID deaths have amounted to, according to the CDC website, amounted to about 30,000. He says, and I quote, I believe this is a mere minuscule number of the real numbers of deaths, an example of the numbers of deaths. He says it's 30,000 deaths, and he believes that that is simply a mere small number percentage. It is clear that there's something wrong. Here's another headline. Dr. McCullough had said that a moment ago. In the other article, here's one, Dr. Malone. 29,790 official deaths linked to vaccine in VIRS likely to be only a tiny fraction of the true number. In fact, they believe, medical doctors and scientists in that, Dr. Malone and Dr. McCullough in particular, believe that it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of several hundred thousand and not just a few thousand deaths caused by the COVID vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're seeing the attempt to replay this fear factor to steal the election November the 8th. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917. Would you like to jump in the dialogue, discussion, the question, challenge? Perhaps you don't like these numbers. Perhaps you don't believe the numbers. Perhaps you question the validity of what is being stated today in relationship to the position that America has been placed in and our security, national welfare and security, been absolutely decreased as a result of what we have believed and the big lie, weaponizing the federal government, weaponizing fear with the big lie. Here's an article coming out of the UK. UK medicine regulators confirm COVID-19 vaccines are, ladies and gentlemen, if this weren't so sad, it would be funny. Listen to this statistic. This is coming out of the UK and the research there of medical scientists. UK medicine regulator confirms COVID-19 vaccines are 7,402%. That's 7,402%, 7,402% deadlier than all other vaccinations combined. In case you didn't get the weight of that, let me read it again. UK medicine regulators confirmed that COVID-19 vaccines are 7,402% deadlier than all of the vaccines combined. This article states, UK medical regulators have confirmed that over a period of 19 months, the COVID-19 vaccines have caused at least 5.5 times as many deaths as all other available vaccines combined in the past 21 years. This means that when compared side by side, the COVID-19 injections are a shocking 7,402% more deadly than every other vaccine in history. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I think is a very serious screaming siren, a very serious issue. The question is, are we going to believe from this point forward what the government says? Are we going to adhere to it? Let me just pose a couple of questions. If the government, through Joe Biden and his national health emergency, issues a notice that you've got to wear a mask, if there's a notice issued that you've got to be socially separated, if there's a notice by fiat that's issued that says you've got to get a monkeypox vaccination, I shudder to think, ladies and gentlemen, how many Americans will bow to that? How many will submit to that? What if there's an order to lock down and you can't go vote? You know, in the here in our county, early voting started today. By the latter part of the week, it'd be early voting all over the state of Florida. How are you going to vote? And then once the primaries have passed, voting in the general election, what will we do as a free citizen? Will we bow and bend to a lie if we know that it's on the horizon coming about? Here's an article that says fully vaccinated accounts for 91% of COVID deaths. 91% of COVID deaths. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been lied to. The lie has been loud enough, long enough, that it's been believed. And as a result of that, we have destroyed the health of Mega Millions. One research scientist said that over the next 10 years, hear me, over the next 10 years, there will be approximately 1 billion, that's with a B, not a million, there will be over 1 billion deaths as a result of the COVID-19 vaccination. 1 billion. That should make Bill Gates and his whole cabal happy, because the mindset is that we've got to protect planet Earth, and if we don't reduce the population by at least a billion, that's Bill Gates' words and not mine, at least a billion, that we're going to destroy planet Earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what in the world is planet Earth good for if there are no humans alive on planet Earth? God is in charge of planet Earth. It's not climate change. It's God that's in charge. And I will admit there's a hot place in the center of the earth that's getting hotter every day, and it's being filled every day, and that place is called hell. We need to understand that the rotation of the earth, God is in control of it, and as a result of that, we need not worry about climate change. We can destroy the fossil fuels. We can destroy electric energy. We can destroy anything that is called production in America and around the globe, and it is not going to change what God is going to do. In fact, we found last winter in the state of Texas where the EVs, the electric vehicles, would not run when you got below zero or right close to freezing or below freezing. We discover, ladies and gentlemen, that in Germany, I'm looking at an article now, says Germany electricity prices hit record highs as heat wave curbs the power generation. Another article, Germany stockpiling wood in fear of gas shortage. Ladies and gentlemen, in the massive article, it shows huge warehouses with racks from the floor to the ceiling of cut wood that people are buying up and stockpiling because Germany has already said this winter that they'll have to shut down power at night in order to be able to sustain the nation because of the 40% reduction in natural gas and oil coming out of Russia. Russia will control Germany completely before this winter is over because of the gas and the fuel, because Germany had shut down all of its coal-fired generating plants. They'd shut down their nuclear plants and were simply depending on Russia to supply the gas and the fuel to run their generators, and Russia's now cut that by about 40%. They found the windmills will not work over a long period of time, are not sustainable. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been told a big, big lie, and it's sad, ladies and gentlemen, to see the results of it. I'm looking at an article. I listened to the audio track on this and found the printout. It says, father of a seven-year-old with myocarditis records pharmacist admits parents are not warned of the COVID vaccine side effects. We might scare the patients, and they don't want to get their child vaccinated then. This is an article that's scary. A recording of a phone call between an irate father and a pharmacist who injected his seven-year-old son with the COVID-19 vaccine after his wife brought him to the pharmacy behind his back and is now alleging in the hospital, the son is in the hospital due to myocarditis. That's a heart inflammation. What is remarkable, this article says, about the call is that the father asked the pharmacist if parents are warned about the risk of myocarditis and the heart disease before giving the COVID-19 shots to the children. And this is the pharmacist's reply, ladies and gentlemen, quote, we might scare parents, and they don't want to get their child vaccinated then, end quote. Here's part of the telephone conversation exchange. The father, are you a pharmacist? Yes. How can I help? Father, yeah? Hey, I got a question for you. My wife, against my wishes, brought my seven-year-old son a few days ago to get a COVID jab, and he's now in the hospital with myocarditis. And I was obviously very unhappy with my wife. She told me that she was not told of any potential side effects. So why wouldn't you have told her that? The pharmacist, okay, sorry. So it's quite a rare side effect as well. Father, no, it's not. No, it's not, because I've been doing some research. It's a common side effect. It is, there are tens of thousands of them, myocarditis cases reported at the CDC site. So why are you not telling parents this fact when you give them the jab? Pharmacist, we might scare the parents, and they then will not want to get their child vaccinated. This is a elongated conversation that's in print, ladies and gentlemen. Further in, it says the pharmacist. So the benefit of getting a vaccination is solely given a vaccination because the benefits outweigh the risk. The father, no, that isn't so. Do you know that I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins study? And in the Johns Hopkins study, there have been over 400 people under 18 to die in the United States. Not one of them was healthy. not one of them was unhealthy. They did not have cancer, leukemia, obesity. Something was wrong. Something is wrong. Not one kid has died or ended up in the hospital, so the benefits are zero to my child. Why did you not tell them? It's up to you to tell them. Then we make a decision. You know, tell us. Okay, it's a rare, but it does happen. You didn't tell her that, did you? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the conversation goes on and on and on. It is what is called the requirement by the federal government, all state governments and health departments and health agencies, medical associations, to give what is called informed consent. That is when a medication is about to be given by pill or injection, there should be an informed consent where you're told the side effects and the potential dangers for your health if you take the medication or if you take the shot. That is not being done, has not been done. How many of you out there listening, perhaps you've had the COVID jab? Did they read to you the 1,297, you heard me, 1,297 different side effects from the vaccine? No, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't tell you that they'd be the side effects. They didn't read out the 1,297 different side effects. And that's one of the major, major problems that is taking place today. Here's an article that says the big list of data proving that COVID vax is a deadly disaster. Two remarkable things happened. First, I wrote a column about my own COVID vaccine death and disaster cluster. I wrote about my wedding date, November 21st, 2021. It goes on to talk about the cluster of people around him that he and his wife knew on their wedding date. And out of that cluster, within 1 year, 33 of them had died as a result of taking the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to, and that lie is now being manipulated, and there is the push. I'm looking at an article that says, the first mandatory quarantine for monkeypox as the White House warns of more cases to come. It goes on to talk about the monkeypox that has been found in America, and now Sleepy Joe with his handlers are now saying that we're going to have a monkeypox vaccination. And yet the CDC, according to this article, CDC issues a dire warning to all gay and bisexual men. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday updated its monkeypox advice to suggest people most at risk, namely men who have sex with men, take a temporary break from the behavior to help contain the outbreak of monkeypox. And it goes on to talk about the public health emergency. And it goes on to say, ladies and gentlemen, that this takes place in the group of sodomite men in particular. And yet they're talking about locking down America with a national health emergency as a result of this. This has not happened. In fact, in the article, it talks about the Joe Biden administration making sure that the, quote, LGBT community is outreached to and that they know what is taking place so the LGBTQ sodomite community can be protected. Ladies and gentlemen, we need not to shrink back with fear because the false lies that's been given to us by the government in America. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge Him and let Him direct your path. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.